In Italy last week, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi rolled out the red carpet for a controversial guest, Muammar Gaddafi. The Libyan leader declared that, among other things, all of Europe should convert to Islam. But as NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports, many in Italy worry less about what Gaddafi says and far more about his increasingly powerful role in the Italian economy.
This was Gaddafi's fourth visit to Italy in just over a year, and it marked the second anniversary of a friendship treaty between the African country and its former colonial master. Gaddafi brought a surprise with him. Bedouin-clad riders mounted on 30 thoroughbred horses flown in from Libya performed for the Italian hosts. Nearly the entire government, as well as leaders of the business establishment, were present at what one daily quipped was a circus spectacle with Gaddafi acting as ringmaster. But Berlusconi had only words of praise for Gaddafi and even kissed his hand.
E quindi un vantaggio per tutti.
It is an advantage for everyone that relations between Italy and Libya have changed and are definitely positive. Those who do not understand this and who criticize Libya belong to the past and are prisoners of outdated ideas.
A day earlier, Gaddafi had received 500 young women hired by a modeling agency and paid $100 each to listen to a lecture on Islam. Gaddafi urged them to convert and said Islam should be the religion of all of Europe. The remarks caused anger. A Vatican official called them a provocation. Even some in government were disturbed, accusing Gaddafi of having transformed Rome into his own private Disneyland for his senile vanity. Critics of Gaddafi, the one-time sponsor of terrorist groups, say the 2008 Italy-Libya friendship treaty has given the Libyan leader a big role in the Italian economy. Economic journalist Stefano Feltri points out that in the last 2 years, Libya has invested nearly $40 billion in Italy.
It's the most important foreign investor in terms of strategic investments. They are the only foreign country who can buy shares in companies like our biggest bank and our biggest energy firm.
In fact, Gaddafi's Libya is now the biggest shareholder in UniCredit, Italy's biggest bank. It's planning to raise its stake in Eni, the state-owned energy company, to 15%. And it has interests in construction, helicopters, telecommunications, and insurance, as well as in the Juventus soccer team. Libya is today the fifth largest investor on the Italian stock market. And the friendship treaty stipulates that Italy will provide $20 billion worth of infrastructure in Libya. But there is one key aspect of the treaty that has prompted strong criticism from the United Nations and the European Union. The agreement under which Tripoli intercepts and takes back immigrants who try to enter Italy by sea. Rome has been widely accused of turning a blind eye to human rights violations in Libyan camps where would-be immigrants are detained. Opposition MP Furio Colombo says 50% of those seeking to enter Italy are asylum seekers, and Italy cannot turn them back under international law.
They wanted someone to perform the dirty work for Italy, paid by Italy, but without the Italian being involved and without the public opinion having to know anything, to make sure that no boat of refugees could pass through.
Now Gaddafi is saying he should be paid millions by the EU to keep African migrants out of Europe. Many Italians are wondering what will be the ultimate cost of an agreement with the dictator of a country that has never ratified an international treaty on human rights and who now plays such a key role in Italian business. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
This is NPR.